to a new episode of DE Podcast, and I am Kenneth Wong, Senior Editor for DE 24/7 and the host of this podcast series. Now, today we are speaking to Adam Keating from Collabs. Adam, how would you describe what Collabs is doing, and what can you tell me about your background?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Collabs started almost 8 years ago and initially was building what we call a design engagement system. Think of it as a human-level design review tool to help teams make better technical decisions together, bolted on top of the existing CAD and PLM infrastructure for a bunch of use cases. It could be doing detailed design reviews with your team cross-functionally. It could be working with supply chain to do an RFQ. We help you make the really easy to share, review, and make those technical decisions. And with the era of AI, our last year has been really focused on how do we help you leverage AI in a way to make better technical decisions again, and ultimately free up your team to focus in the right places. So our second product then just launched last week is called Auto Review. Think of it as an AI peer checker that reviews your 2D and 3D drawings for you. It'll do that against your standards and guidelines with your checklists, and then actually quite literally like annotate the file for you, point out the flaws so that it can become your team's first pass, avoiding things slip through the cracks and making sure your programs stay on time.
I would imagine that 3D CAD developers have their own viewing and markup system. SolidWorks would have e-drawings, and Fusion Autodesk will have its own, and then PTC will have a Creo file viewer. Why do you feel like people will come to you and not just use those?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, we've been around now since 2017, and that's always been true, right? There's been markup tools available to people for a long time. I think it really comes back to like the use cases and the ability to actually fulfill the business need. And what we see in the industry is the actual competition we have today is against the status quo, which is spreadsheets, PowerPoint, screenshots, and emails, and things that are going back and forth in Microsoft Teams. And if you look at each of these tools, I think in the future, everyone's going to have a viewer, and everyone's going to have a markup tool. It's about, can you execute a business process in a way that's easier for the user that they don't go back to the thing they know and love? Well, I don't know if they love it, but go back to the thing they know and trust, which might be a spreadsheet and a PowerPoint deck. So when you look at the way we've done this, there's kind of like three or four capabilities that set it apart. The first is that everything we do is incredibly contextual. If you're doing a 3D review in Collab, we let you put a pin right on the geometry. It remembers everything you were doing, and a second later, it's saved. It's then completely self-documenting, so there isn't four or five apps or four or five tools or manual things to do. We automatically create the issues for you. We put them in a review history. We give you an audit trail. We do the project management pieces in the background. Everything's just taken care of for the user. The third part of that is we built this to be like a full review experience. So not just a markup here that someone manages. We'll give you your checklists. We'll let you package many things together. We'll let you do two of these things in parallel, bring in your supply chain, compare all the old versions, give you like a total suite. And the last piece is that it's really built for the enterprise across all the CAD and PLM systems. So albeit each of the tools might have a little bit of their own, we usually work in big enterprise on big programs where a lot of suppliers are involved in the rest, and they have different tools. We're agnostic of the 3D tool. We also integrate with all the major PLM systems. So it serves as sort of a layer between them all as a common language that's really easy to use. And that's the final piece of this, is that it's about the ease of use. Having that be critical has been a major part of adoption, and that's what allowed us to grow over the last 8 years.
You talk about the rules that you're using for auto review. Where did they come from? Are they just standard textbooks cases of best case scenario as to what you should do and what you shouldn't do? And what if I have my own in-house rules that I want to train this program against?
Great question. I would think about this as like a layered cake. So at the foundation of this, we build on top of multiple of the industry leading LLMs with that knowledge that already exists, and then bring our own data sets on top of that. So things from industry experts, partnerships we're working on with standards groups, data we've built in-house for specific processes like injection molded DFM, for example. And that's standard to every customer. So every customer will get that best in breed version where out of the box, you can get value immediately. What most customers want, though, is they want to be able to bring their own standards, their own checklists, their own guidelines to make that smarter. So we give them three options. The first is bring just in that exact data set. You can manually upload it. It's very quick and easy. You can bulk categorize it, and that's served up as background context then when a customer goes and does a review. The second piece then is, you know, our core product is a human level review tool. The more you use that product, the more we can take really great design reviews and pipe those back into the AI to make it smarter. And the third part is giving you access to sort of our APIs and other downstream systems to connect. So, you know, some customers will ask us, can we plug this into our change data so that we know what went wrong on a previous program and show up a little earlier in this next one. Everything I just talked about in those three layers, that's just for the customer. We're not using that to train for anyone else. It is just for the customer. And we see people using this as like their knowledge model in the future. And to be honest with you, Kenneth, one of the trends we're seeing now is teams are building like gigantic AI models inside of their companies. We're also going to integrate with those so that Colab can be a source that leverages that for review and then take the review data and let them pass that back into their model to keep making both those things smarter as they move forward together.
One of the concerns with AI-based training data, of course, is that Ford would want its own knowledge base to be exclusively Ford. Boeing would want its knowledge base to be exclusively Boeing. So you're saying that that separation among customer data exists.
Critical to our entire like foundational philosophy, right? We've always had that with the core product, and we'll always do that with the AI product. So when you think about this, like companies are betting on Colab to become their competitive advantage in their knowledge model. So we'll keep making the foundation better with generic industry partnerships, but not based on customer data. Customers then will invest in their own lanes with Colab and can bring other tools into it. And it's interesting, kind of like in the last 6 months. One of the main reasons companies come to us beyond the problems they have in the business is they want to make that bet on where are they going to practically leverage their knowledge data, because Colab is just such an easy application for it to be used every day, right? People are already in here. They're already reviewing things. This is when someone needs that information versus if you go to ChatGPT or another bot, you have to think to go there versus you're already in Colab doing the review. So that's one of the reasons I think a lot of people like that. And given the fact we let them keep that separate to their company is a huge opportunity and a reason I think a lot of companies have trusted us.
And what can you tell me about your go-to-market? Where are you at right now? What phase is the product in right now? And what's the pricing?
Yeah, so the core product's been in market now for 8 years. I would say it's a standard in the design engagement category, and we sell across all manufacturing verticals: automotive, industrial equipment, heavy equipment, med tech, A&D, consumer products, and pretty much everything else in between. Particularly working mostly in like the PTC, Siemens, and Dassault stacks, although we have other technologies you work with as well. The auto review product we actually just publicly launched last week. We've had an incredible amount of interest in it, almost 23,000 people on the wait list since we soft launched a month ago. And we're right now in the process of trying to onboard people as quickly as we can. On top of the core product. So had a really great launch last week, feeling really good about that. Initial feedback from customers has been incredible. So every week now we're just bringing on new cohorts of customers until we can grow the team quick enough to just bring them on all at once. In terms of pricing and packaging, we've got a couple of different package offers that build on top of our core product that then allow you to basically have, different capabilities from the design review side. And then we build in a fundamental foundation of AI credits into each of those, in which customers can scale those up with, additional users, additional suppliers, so something called partner tokens, or add on more AI credits to have, more capacity to do more AI reviews.
All right, Adam, but if somebody wants to try it out, is there like a trial that they can come download and run, or how would that work?
Yeah, that's a good question. We don't have a trial yet, although we are doing workshops. So our recommendation now is to sign up on the wait list. If there's more folks from your team that sign up, we're trying to prioritize teams that are, interested and serious, because our team is a little overrun at the current moment with the demand we're seeing. And basically what we'll do, Kenneth, is we'll show you on the first call a little demo so you see exactly how it works. And then we'll actually do a workshop. So we'll let you get your hands on it. We'll let you try it out, make sure that you're happy with the quality of the results, and then we can set you up with an implementation. And the nice thing about that is you can be confident then in the results. You'll have a customer success manager who can talk to you about best practices, how to think about your data and best strategy. And then go right to the raises. The nice part is it's really easy to implement. I could give you access right now in 15 seconds to a portal and have you as like a supplier to me. And to set up a full account takes, a handful of minutes and very little training.
Thank you very much for spending time with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kenneth.
If you'd like to know more about design and engineering news, go to DE247. That's digitalengineering247.com. Until next time, I'm Kenneth Wong, and we are out.